Hello and welcome to Glitchy Switch, the podcast all about what it feels like discovering you have ADHD as an adult. My name is Martin and I believe that no one deserves to live in shame in a world not designed for them. So in each episode, I'll pick off the kind of questions that go through your mind on the journey from curiosity to diagnosis. Whether you're on your own journey or supporting someone who is, I hope my own experiences might just help you. I know what it's like to have a busy life and a busy mind, so each episode lasts about as long as a cup of coffee, so you can easily fit it in and enjoy without draining too much energy. Right, I warn you now, we may need a few goes at today's question because it's one that I hear so many ADHD people talk and write about that I'm sure that it's the one thing that there's no good answer to. And I'm still learning, but as we know each other well enough by now, I reckon we can at least make a start. So, brace yourself. We're going to be talking about how to explain ADHD to neurotypical people. I'm thinking of those situations where our ADHD comes up in conversation or somebody has found out from someone else and they want to know what it's like. And I'm talking about well-intentioned requests from people who are genuinely interested. I'm coming across an increasing number of people now, actually, who have not a bad grasp, actually, and don't need it explaining quite so much in the round, which is good, but as of now, they're still in a minority. We can perhaps deal with some of the idiots you meet on another day, or actually, come to think of it, better off not bothering with them at all. Anyway, as we touched on in the last episode, how the media presents ADHD doesn't help matters because of the combination of increased exposure with a lack of real explanation. Also, the fact that ADHD is nuanced, it comes in three broad flavours, as we know, and a variety of different combinations of traits are often in play, doesn't lend itself to putting a point across quickly. I've had approaching a year or so of these conversations now, so I'll share with you how I've handled it so far, though I do reserve the right for an update later on or to possibly change my technique. I should add that my experience comes as a primarily inattentive ADHD type, so you may find hyperactive or combined folks have a slightly different experience and a slightly different approach to explaining, you know, their lived experience. The first thing I've discovered works really well is to find a metaphor that works, because that tends to click with people a little bit better. When you're looking for analogies, think about your own personal experience of ADHD, because there are a few kicking around when you start researching it. Not only can you connect with ones that relate specifically to your situation more confidently when you explain it, but practically they tend to be a bit easier to remember for us ADHD people. I also find that a rule of three tends to help. So, you know, don't try and blast people with a long list of 10 or just stick to one. Actually, three is probably just right. You know, it's the right amount. And any more than that tends to take rather too much effort for all parties involved in the conversation. For me, the three primary traits I get into are about my brain not being able to switch off, me slipping into rumination and having to work really hard to stay on track, and finally, how when I've got a lot on my mind, how I can burn out just trying to organise my thinking. For the first, I tend to use the analogy that having an ADHD brain is like having a Ferrari engine but with push-bike brakes, to put across the fact that the hyperactivity, for me at least, is in my head, which is often news to people in itself, that ADHD can be something within as well as without. That tends to get people grasping not just hyperactivity, but also how it can become, you know, a tricky thing to manage as you go through your day-to-day business. The next analogy that I draw upon builds on something that I read in an excellent book by Ed Halliwell called ADHD 2.0, where he talks about our brains having two modes of operation, one focused on doing things, which is what he calls the task positive network, and the other on ruminating, or what he calls the default mode network. He talks about there being a switch in our brains that enables us to pick the right mode for the right moment. In a neurotypical brain, people can switch between the two modes pretty easily, which means they can stay focused when they want to more easily. In an ADHD brain, that switch doesn't work so reliably. He used the word glitchy, which is where I got the name for this podcast from, actually. That kind of visual, physical metaphor tends to help people realise where inattentiveness comes into the picture and just gives a kind of practical sense of what's going on inside my head. The third and final one I tend to lean on is about our brains organising our thoughts like a policeman, an old-fashioned one perhaps, in a crossroads directing the traffic. I've mentioned before about how I'm a visual thinker, and I actually see a crossroads with someone in the middle waving busy traffic around instead of traffic lights, I guess. Anyway, in a neurotypical brain, the policeman is alert, and so the traffic moves around mainly in a nicely organised way, even when things get busy. In an ADHD brain, the traffic conductor is sleepy, so things tend to get chaotic, and occasionally there are crashes, unless, you know, somebody's there working quite hard to keep the policeman awake. This usually ends up with me also talking about ADHD meds, which are often stimulants like amphetamines, which are actually there, to continue the analogy, to wake up the sleepy policeman. That often takes people aback because they think, hyperactivity. Actually, the last thing you'd want to be doing is giving people stimulants, but there you are. So it's almost like a kind of a double whammy of the thought process and how meds work as well. What then sometimes happens is people ask why, if it's so bad, it's taken so long for me to get diagnosed, and how I can have had the career I've had, or how I can have done well at school. You remember the psychiatrist actually asked me this when I turned up for my diagnosis. To that, I usually turn it around and say, now just how, imagine, given everything I've told you about what it's like inside my head, and I haven't told you everything, by the way, think about how tiring it was knowing how my brain worked inside and having to wear a mask, another analogy for you, to hide it from everyone. It was always there. I just went through life finding life hard work without knowing why, and actually wondering why I was so weird and why my life was just so difficult from the moment I woke up to the moment I shut my eyes in the evening. Of all the things they want to know, that last bit is often the bit they're mostly wrestling with, particularly if they've known you for a while, because they can't reconcile how you can have a known psychiatric condition and present normally. There you go, air quotes again. You can't see that if you're listening, but there we go. The fact that to appear normal to them, you had to, in some cases, burn yourself out with the sheer effort of doing so, tends to be a bit of a penny drop moment, and occasionally it's a bit of a sort of staring at shoes moment. I don't ever mean that, but I think that can be quite a sobering moment for people that have known you for a while, because they realise, or at least start to get some idea about what you've been dealing with, you know, for all the years that they've known you. Anyway, by this point, we're probably at the point where both of us have had enough, really. So what I usually do is recommend that they have a read of ADHD 2.0. It's really, really good, by the way. Really, really positive. I recommend it to anybody who is interested in ADHD, has got friends who have got ADHD and they want to understand them a little bit better, if they've got kids, you know, that kind of thing. I will put the link in the episode description thingy for this episode. So if I've forgotten, hit me up via the usual channels, but fingers crossed I will have remembered to have done it. Now, of course, I recommend this podcast as well, as I'm sure you do. Hope you do. There are other podcasts as well, of course, I should say that, and they're all very, very good too. Anyway, I can see us returning to this, but I'll stop there because that's the extent of what I've found so far. I'd be really interested to know how you've got on, ADHD people, explaining it. And as I say, particularly if you are of a combined or hyperactive type, I'd love to know why it's different or how it's different, you know, and how you talk to people about it. Please do get in touch via the email, Instagram, Facebook, carrier pigeon, you know, a piece of paper sort of with a rock sellotape to it, whatever works for you. I'm still thinking about next time, but do you know what? I think we might actually make a start on careers. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. You can get in touch via glitchyswitchpodcast@gmail.com with your thoughts and suggestions of things you'd like to hear about. You can also follow me on @glitchyswitchpodcast on Instagram for more on ADHD life and to find out what's coming next.